For CRI News, this is Bob Jones. A red alert, the highest level for smog danger, is set to take effect in Beijing. Starting at 7 a.m. on Tuesday, an odd even license plate restriction will be imposed on all vehicles in the city. Industrial production will also be curtailed further, and further restrictions on schools may also take effect. This is the first time since the four-tiered colour-coded smog system was brought in a few years ago that the condition has been brought to red in Beijing. This comes as the heavy smog has returned to the capital region after a couple of days' reprieve. At 6 p.m. this Monday, PM2.5 levels across Beijing were averaging around 240. As such, schools were told to keep their students indoors today. Forecasters are suggesting the smog is going to linger in the greater Beijing area until at least Thursday, with rain expected to clear the air at that point. Coal-fired power plants are the major culprit at this point. China has issued the country's first insurance development index, taking 2010 as the base year with an index of 100. The value indicates the health and development of the insurance sector in China. The Insurance Association of China says the index for 2014 was 109.1, showing the sector is making progress with steady business. The report also notes vehicle insurance made up more than 70% of all insurance fees in 2014. The percentage is less than 25% in Western developed countries, including the United States and Germany. It suggested that China's insurance system should be diversified and provide more residential cover. It's being reported a dispute over land may be behind an assault on a police inspection station in Inner Mongolia. A group of around 100 people, believed to be from the neighbouring Gansu, attacked the station on Sunday afternoon, injuring 13 people and destroying 11 police vehicles while trashing the station itself. The attackers, armed with stones and sticks, also used pepper spray on some of the police officers during their assault. Some of the staff at the station in Inner Mongolia were then taken and dropped in a remote area of the Gobi Desert. The authorities are now on the hunt for the suspects. Three people were slightly injured on Monday evening after a gas explosion at a residential building in western Beijing. The accident happened in Xijingshang district, where the explosion seriously damaged the first and second floors of the building. Residents have been evacuated from the decades-old six-story building. At least three people were injured in a blast reportedly caused by a firecracker at a bus stop in central Moscow. Preliminary information shows the blast may be caused by a self-made firecracker thrown by an unidentified person from a passing car or a nearby building. Two women have been hospitalized and a man with minor wounds was receiving medical treatment. The blast site has been cordoned off and investigators are there to determine the cause of the explosion. The FBI said on Monday that the couple who carried out the San Bernardino shooting had been radicalized and had taken part in target practice once within days of the attack that killed 14 people. In addition, authorities found 19 pipes in the couple's home in Redlands, California, that with the right components could have been turned into bombs. The couple opened fire with assault rifles on Wednesday on a holiday luncheon for Farouk's colleagues from the San Bernardino Health Department, where he worked as a restaurant inspector. Husband and wife were killed hours later in a shootout with police. The Syrian government is condemning airstrikes by the US-led coalition that hit Syrian army positions on Sunday. Syria's foreign ministry says four coalition warplanes targeted a Syrian military camp in an eastern Syrian province, with nine rockets killing three soldiers and wounding 13 others. The statement says the attack is an impediment to the counter-terror efforts in the region, as the Syrian outpost was fighting terror groups in eastern Syria. If the US-backed coalition intentionally targeted the Syrian army group, this would mark a major escalation in the coalition's mandate in Syria, as it had been focusing its airstrikes exclusively on Islamic State targets to this point. The Obama administration has long been calling for the ousting of the Syrian government, but has not launched any attacks to back up that goal. Germany's Interior Ministry says nearly 1 million refugees have arrived in the country so far this year. Interior Minister Thomas de Maizière said the number has exceeded Germany's official prediction. Around 206,000 refugee arrivals were registered in the month of November alone. More than half of the newly arrived asylum seekers so far this year came from Syria, followed by Afghanistan and Iraq. For CRI News, this is Bob Jones.